The seerah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the pride and joy of this noble ummah. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the embodiment of the Islamic personality and character. His sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life was the most perfect actualization of the hukum sharia, and his sallallahu alayhi wasallam's mission was the exemplary method of the implementation of Islam. Inshallah, this series will focus on lessons from the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam that are pertinent to the resumption of the Islamic way of life and the re-establishment of the righteous Khilafah.
Seerah, Episode 3. Muhammad, the Prophet of Mercy. Al-Mustafa, the Chosen One. Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome you once more to this serial of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave every one of his prophets a special rank and status. However, he chose for this ummah that blessed personality whose rank and status was the highest amongst all the prophets. It is a cause of honor for this ummah that our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam will lead the entirety of Adam's progeny on the Day of Judgment. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be the first person resurrected. He will be the first to intercede for his ummah, and his intercession will be the first accepted by Allah. Given this high status of the Prophet, why shouldn't we love him dearly, and why shouldn't we seek to learn about his life? Indeed, we should. This serial of his life is one small effort to spread this awareness. Today is our third episode. In the last two episodes, we spoke about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's birth and childhood. We mentioned that his initial years were spent away from Makkah in the home of Halima al-Sadia. Every 4 months, she would take him home to meet his mother. This went on for 2 years. Halima wanted that this blessed child, because of whom her house was filled with blessings, remain with her longer. But as we mentioned last time, an incident occurred which scared her greatly, and because of which she returned home to his mother. What was this incident? This is known as the cleaving of the chest. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was playing with the rest of the children nearby Halima's house. He was 3 or 4 years old at the time. All of a sudden, Jibreel alayhi salam appeared. He held the Prophet and laid him down. He opened his chest and removed his heart. If the heart of any human is removed, he would definitely die. But the Prophet remained alive and conscious. No doubt that the Creator, who gave life to human beings and gave the heart its beat, and He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will revive dead bones and clothe them with meat once more on the Day of Resurrection. No doubt that this Creator is able to cleave open a person's chest, remove his heart while he remains alive and well. However, such miraculous events only occur with the Prophets of Allah. Jibreel alayhi salam took out the heart of our Prophet and removed from it one part. He then said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "This was Shaitan's part of you." Jibreel alayhi salam then washed his heart with the water of Zamzam and put it back in his chest. Prophets are blessed individuals whom Allah protects from the plots and whispers of the shaitan and impurity of sin. This is because it is their duty to deliver the message of Allah to people without any change or adulteration. Allah did the same for his beloved Prophet through this cleaning of his heart. When this incident occurred with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the other children playing with him became frightened. They ran to Halima's house and told her that someone had killed Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People ran to where he was. They found the Prophet sound and healthy, but his face was yellow. The Prophet told Halima what had happened. She became scared that this might have been some act of a devil. She decided that it would be best that she returned him to his mother. She took him back to Mecca and handed him over to his mother. However, it was the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would not receive the love and care of his mother for long. He, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was still young, only 6 years old, when his mother left his company forever. When he was six, she traveled with him to Medina to meet his maternal relatives. She also wanted to visit the grave of her husband, Abdullah, and show it to her child. The Prophet's grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, also accompanied them on this journey. If you recall, the Prophet's father, Abdullah, had died on a journey to Medina. On their return from Medina, his mother also fell ill. It was a severe sickness that ended in her death en route back to Mecca. The child who would grow to become the cause of mercy and love for all humanity, himself lost the loving shade of a mother at a young age. He had already lost his father before birth. How great was that personality who was himself deprived of the love of both parents, but spent his life struggling for the comfort and salvation of all other mothers and children. He sacrificed and struggled to establish a system that would guarantee peace and security for future generations. This is the greatness of prophets who worry and care more for their people than themselves. Dear listeners, by the age of six, his father and mother both left this world. Who would now raise this six-year-old child? What would befall him in the following years? This and more in the next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.